taken by a multitude of shapes, figures of men, women, and children of all ages, and other incomprehensible apparitions, gleaming with a blinding white light. I saw Don Juan walking by my side, staring at me and not at the apparitions. But the next instant, I saw him as a ball of luminosity, bobbing up and down a few feet away from me. The ball made an abrupt and frightening movement and came closer to me, and I saw inside it. Don Juan was working his glow of awareness for my benefit. The glow suddenly shone on 4 or 5 thread-like filaments on his left side. It remained fixed there. All my concentration was on it. Something pulled me slowly as if through a tube, and I saw the allies, 3 dark, long, rigid figures agitated by a tremor like leaves in a breeze. They were against an almost fluorescent pink background. The moment I focused my eyes on them, they came to where I was, not walking or gliding or flying, but by pulling themselves along some fibers of whiteness that came out of me. The whiteness was not a light or a glow, but lines that seemed to be drawn with heavy powder chalk. They disintegrated quickly, yet not quickly enough. The allies were on me before the lines faded away. They crowded me. I became annoyed, and the allies immediately moved away as if I had chastised them. I felt sorry for them, and my feeling pulled them back instantly, and they again came and rubbed themselves against me. I saw, then, something I had seen in the mirror at the stream. The allies had no inner glow. They had no inner mobility. There was no life in them, and yet they were obviously alive. They were strange, grotesque shapes that resembled zippered-up sleeping bags. The thin line in the middle of their elongated shapes made them look as if they had been sewn up. They were not pleasing figures. The sensation that they were totally alien to me made me feel uncomfortable, impatient. I saw that the 3 allies were moving as if they were jumping up and down. There was a faint glow inside them. The glow grew in intensity until, in at least one of the allies, it was quite brilliant. The instant I saw that, I was facing a black world. I don't mean that it was dark as night is dark. It was rather that everything around me was pitch black. I looked up at the sky and I could not find light anywhere. The sky was also black and literally covered with lines and irregular circles of various degrees of blackness. The sky looked like a black piece of wood where the grain showed in relief. I looked down at the ground. It was fluffy. It seemed to be made of flakes of agar-agar. They were not dull flakes, but they were not shiny either. It was something in between, which I had never seen in my life. Black agar-agar. I heard then the voice of seeing. It said that my assemblage point had assembled a total world with other great bands of emanations. A black world. I wanted to absorb every word I was hearing. In order to do that, I had to split my concentration. The voice stopped. My eyes became focused again. I was standing with Don Juan just a few blocks away from the square. I instantly felt that I had no time to rest, that it would be useless to indulge in being shocked. I rallied all my strength and asked Don Juan if I had done what he had expected.
"You did exactly what you were expected to do," he said reassuringly. "Let's go back to the square and stroll around it one more time, for the last time in this world."
I refused to think about Don Juan's leaving, so I asked him about the black world. I had vague recollections of having seen it before.
"It's the easiest world to assemble," he said. "And of all you've experienced, only the black world is worth considering. It is the only true alignment of another great band you have ever made. Everything else has been a lateral shift along man's band, but still within the same great band. The wall of fog, the plain with yellow dunes, the world of the apparitions, all are lateral alignments that our assemblage points make as they approach a crucial position. He explained as we walked back to the square that one of the strange qualities of the black world is that it does not have the same emanations that account for time in our world. They are different emanations that produce a different result. Seers that journey into the black world feel that they have been in it for an eternity, but in our world, that turns out to be an instant.
The black world is a dreadful world because it ages the body, he said emphatically.
I asked him to clarify his statements. He slowed down his pace and looked at me. He reminded me that Genaro, in his erect way, had tried to point that out to me once when he told me that we had plodded in hell for an eternity while not even a minute had passed in the world we know. Don Juan remarked that in his youth he had become obsessed with the black world. He had wondered in front of his benefactor about what would happen to him if he went into it and stayed there for a while. But as his benefactor was not given to explanations, he had simply plunged Don Juan into the black world to let him find out for himself.
The Nahual Julian's power was so extraordinary, Don Juan continued, that it took me days to come back from that black world.
You mean it took you days to return your assemblage point to its normal position, don't you? I asked.